The Solomon Islands Prime Minister is blaming foreign powers for encouraging civil unrest in the Pacific nation as Australian police officers arrive in the country to help quell rioting. The capital, Honiara, has been racked with violence in recent days, with a trail of destruction in the centre of the city and in the Chinatown district. In an exclusive interview with the ABC, Manasa Sogavare has thanked Australia for sending federal police and defence personnel to help restore peace. Here's political reporter Melissa Clark.
The protests in Honiara swelled swiftly. Frustrations burst into violence at a pace that caught most by surprise. Speaking to the ABC from Honiara, Prime Minister Manasa Sogavare described the state of the capital.
Well, there's still people on the street, and the police are trying to manage that because they are overstretched. The buildings are torched and they're on the streets. So that's the situation as we speak now.
The Australian government responded quickly to the call for help. The 23 federal police officers that are already in Honiara will be joined by 43 army officers today, with another 50 personnel from the AFP and a patrol boat on the way too. Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
It's our hope and ambition that our presence will seek to calm the situation in the Solomon Islands and to restore some peacefulness, which will enable the normal peaceful ways of seeking to resolve any issues there.
He's treading carefully in offering security assistance, but not intervention.
Our presence there does not indicate any position on the internal issues of the Solomon Islands.
The protests against the central government, primarily by people from the Malaita province, turned violent, fuelled by a mixture of grievances, alleged corruption, poor public services, but most significantly, the Sogavare government's decision in 2019 to abandon diplomatic ties with Taiwan to recognise China. It was highly controversial, opposed by the Premier of the Malaita province, who has maintained ties with Taipei, and the opposition leader, who is demanding Mr. Sogavare resign.
That guy is right behind all that is happening. He encouraged the people of Malaita to come over to Honiara to disturb our parliament. So he's actually wasting his time calling for my resignation. But his advancing, of course, is totally undemocratic. I'm not going to bow down to anyone. We are intact, the government is intact, and we're going to defend democracy.
Do you still stand by that decision to switch diplomatic allegiance? And how much?
Oh, yeah. That's the only issue. The only issue, unfortunately, is influenced and encouraged by other powers. These very countries that are now influencing Malaita, the countries that have diplomatic tie with the People's Republic of China. And they are discouraging Solomon Islands to enter into diplomatic relations and to comply with international law and the United Nations resolution.
How much do you see external pressures being responsible here? Is this
very big. Big influence. I don't want to name names, but we'll leave it there. We know who they are.
Manasa Sogavare insists external powers are behind the outbreak of violence, dismissing other grievances about his government. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said Australia did not see evidence of foreign interference.
They are domestic expressions about those issues. They are not the result of the actions of, to the best of our knowledge, of any other agency outside of the Solomon Islands.
The Prime Minister Scott Morrison ending that report by Melissa Clark.